And today we're joined by Travis Ludwig, Stuart Broncos track and field coach. And Travis, let's first of all talk about some numbers and maybe some returning letter winners for you for the Stuart Broncos. Let's start off with the girls.
Well, Cody, this year in the girls, we have a small team. We have four girls out, but half the team is a returning state qualifier. So I guess percentage-wise, that's pretty good. We have Sydney Estels, our lone senior girl. She's looking to make a return to Omaha in the high jump again and maybe bring some hardware back, we hope. She had a good season last year in that event, and we might put her in some other events too. And Lace Paxton qualified last year in the 200, and we're looking for her to have a big year in the 2-4, and we'll maybe look at her in the 800 this year too. So those are the two other girls, or two girls that qualified for state, and then we have Savannah Kramer and Addison Steinhauser as our other participants this year. For boys, we have one senior, Hayden Kaup. We have six juniors, or we have Will Paxton, Simon Addison, Corey Goebbels, and Andrew Yum are my juniors. Sophomores, Luke Ledwig, Ben Paxton, and Hunter Tubbs. And then we have a pretty good-sized freshman class. We got five boys in that group with Maddox Alder, Zane Doak, Cade Rum, Cameron Kaup, and Drew Schmatter being the freshman boys. So a lot of youth on the boys' side. I think eight of the total team are underclassmen. So we'll look to get some experience and hopefully make some noise down the road.
Well, you talked about the girls limited there, but the boys, it sounds like you'd be able to fill quite a few events, though, for the boys.
We should be able to. I know I've been planning some relays for the first meet. We're going up to Mount Marty, and in South Dakota they have a lot more relays, it seems like. So they have a sprint medley and a distance medley, and I think we can fill about everything because we have a good variety of kids in terms of their ability and what they can bring to the track. Be some throwers, and then we're actually going to put some hurdlers on the track. I think we'll have three boys and 300 hurdles, which is kind of unheard of in this day and age because not a lot of kids want to do hurdles right now, it seems like.
Well, you talked about Hayden being the lone senior boy. Let's talk a little bit about him and what maybe he's done throughout his high school career for you on the track and field.
Hayden's an athletic kid. You know, I think he can have success in a lot of different arenas. We'll look to have him on probably the 4x4. The 4x1, he's dabbled in triple jump before. We'll put him back in there, and then he's going to try hurdles this year too. So he's a big, strong, and tall kid, so I think he's got a lot of different options. It's going to be settling on what he feels most comfortable with and maybe what he's best suited for. But early on here, we're going to look at the hurdles, a couple relays, and probably the triple jump.
How about field event-wise? Some youngsters there maybe out in the field events for you, throwing-wise too.
Hopefully. Corey Goebbels is coming back in the shot put and the discus. Last year he had a good season as a sophomore in the shot, and he made finals a few times. And with the kids that graduated, I think he has some success in our area and at the district level in that. And then hopefully it's far enough to maybe get a trip down to Omaha. But I'm excited to see what Corey can do. I know he put a lot of time in it over the off season. He threw over the winter some, and I know he attended some camps in the offseason. Will Paxton will be another newcomer there in the shot put. Will was not out last year, but he's out this year, and he's looking to throw shot put. Then with that younger bunch, I think there's three of those freshmen that will throw with Maddox, Zane, and Cameron Kaup. And a lot of those kids attended summer camps, so I don't know if they'll make a lot of noise this year, but I think there's a lot of potential with that bunch down the road in the discus and the shot. So it's exciting to see.
Well, the weather's been kind of not in favor of you going outside much, and some snow around the area, and just kind of making maybe practice a little bit more difficult. What have you guys been doing practice-wise?
Well, we've been creative and been inside the gym. Actually, yesterday was the first day we've been outside, and we hope to get a day in today. And then it looks like we'll get shut down again for at least a day, if not more. Been doing what we can in the gym, a combination of plyometrics, core exercises, been doing some fartlek running workouts inside, a lot of stairs in the tower here. The throwers have been doing footwork on the stage, discus bowling, seated shot, jumping into mats and jumping into pits for the jumpers. So doing what we can. I mean, every track coach, I think, in this area is in the same boat. It's just Mother Nature must not be a track fan or a golf fan right now because it's tough to get outside in this area.
Yeah, Highway 20 is not the greatest for spring sports to get started here. Let's talk a little bit about the season, some places that you're going to go that you think the kids will perform well at some of the track meets.
Well, we open up, they're going to a new meet up at Mount Marty. Usually we go to Wayne State The speech team had a really good showing at districts, and we didn't have many kids left on the track team, so we're going to forgo Wayne State this year and maybe look to get back in it next year, depending on when the date falls. But we'll go up to Mount Marty to an indoor meet. I'm kind of excited for that one. Right now I see there's 24 teams entered, a mix of South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska schools, so there'll be a lot of schools we'd never see before. I got some different events. After that, we're supposed to go to Plainview, but State of Fay got moved this year, so I don't know if we'll be sending contingent to Plainview or not. Then we get all the regular meets. We'll go to Burwell. We see a lot of Southern schools at that one. Southern schools in Class D from just north of the interstate, which is always fun because that's kind of out of the area too. And then the local ones, you know, we'll be at Summerland. We're actually going to hit the St. Mary's meet this year. We'll be hosting our meet in May. So all the area meets and everything. So this has been a tough track area, so we'll see what we can do against some of the good Northeast Nebraska competition.
Well, Travis, wish you and your athletes the best of luck as you hit the 2023 track season.
All right. Appreciate the support, Cody.